Pull those boots on and come sit with me for a second, because we need to have a very honest conversation about why your garden feels like a second job that's currently firing you. You've seen those perfect curated photos of homesteads with straight rows and not a single weed in sight, and maybe you felt that hot flash of shame when you look at your own backyard and see nothing but wilted leaves and yellowing stems. I've been there. I have stood in the mud with a dead heirloom tomato plant in my hand, feeling like I didn't have the green thumb everyone talked about. But here is the hard truth that nobody wants to tell you. Most people fail at gardening because they are trying to grow high-maintenance divas in a low-maintenance world. They are fighting against nature instead of leaning into it. Today, we are ending that cycle of guilt and wasted money. We are talking about the laziest garden, 5 specific crops that you quite literally cannot kill. I'm talking about the plants that thrive on neglect, the ones that look at a drought and a busy schedule and say, "Is that all you've got?" If you have ever felt like a failure in the dirt, this is your invitation to start over with a system that actually works for your life, not against it. You see, the old way of gardening is built on a foundation of struggle. It's built on the idea that if you aren't out there for 3 hours every evening with a hoe and a spray bottle of expensive organic pesticides, you aren't a real gardener. That philosophy is a trap. It leads to burnout, it leads to empty raised beds by July, and it leads to a freezer that is completely empty when winter hits. The farm fresh way is different. My philosophy is rooted in biological efficiency. I want you to work less so the soil can work more. We are looking for plants with aggressive root systems, high caloric density, and a natural resistance to the pests that usually turn a garden into a buffet. We aren't just planting seeds, we are installing a self-sustaining food system. Think of these 5 crops as your foundational 5. They are the heavy hitters that will produce even if you forget to water them for a week, even if the soil isn't perfect, and even if you've never grown a single thing in your life. We are shifting your psychology from caretaker to manager. You don't need to baby these plants. You just need to get them in the ground and get out of their way. Let's start with the absolute king of the lazy garden, the potato. Now, I'm not talking about the fussy way of hilling up dirt every 2 weeks until you've got a mountain in your yard. I'm talking about the set it and forget it method. You take your seed potatoes, you drop them on the surface of the soil, and you cover them with about a foot of loose straw or mulched leaves. That's it. That is the entire process. The straw keeps the moisture in, it smothers the weeds, and it creates a dark, cool environment where those tubers can swell. You don't even have to dig them up with a shovel and risk slicing them in half. When the tops die back in late summer, you just pull back the straw like a blanket, and there they are, clean, beautiful, gold or red gems waiting for the roasting pan. Potatoes are survivors. They have enough energy stored in that initial seed piece to push through almost any adversity. If you can walk and you can drop things on the ground, you can grow enough carbohydrates to feed your family for months. It is the ultimate insurance policy against a bad grocery store run. Next on my list is something that most people actually try to kill, but we are going to use its power for good. I'm talking about mint. Now, listen to me closely, because this is where the protective part of my mentorship kicks in. You must, and I mean must, plant your mint in a container. If you put it in the open ground, it will own your property, your neighbor's property, and probably the local park by next year. But that's exactly why it's on the can't kill list. Mint is indestructible. You can harvest it down to the bare stems and it will grow back thicker within a week. It provides incredible ground cover in a pot, it smells like a dream, and it's a powerhouse for medicinal teas or cooling summer drinks. When every other herb in your garden is bolting or turning brown because of the heat, the mint will be lush and vibrant. It is the ego boost every new gardener needs. It is a plant that says, "I'm staying," and it doesn't ask for a single thing in return. Moving into the world of greens, we have to talk about Swiss chard. While everyone else is crying over their wilted spinach and their bitter lettuce, as soon as the temperature hits 80 degrees, the Swiss chard is just getting started. This plant is a biennial, and it is tough as nails. The stalks come in these vibrant neon pinks, yellows, and reds that make your garden look like a work of art. But don't let the beauty fool you. This is a rugged crop. You can cut the outer leaves for a salad or a stir-fry, and the center will just keep producing more. It doesn't mind a light frost, and it doesn't mind a heat wave. It has these deep, deep roots that find water when the surface is bone dry. If you want a constant supply of vitamins without having to replant every 3 weeks, chard is your best friend. It is the perpetual motion machine of the vegetable world. Fourth on our list is the humble bush bean. Now, I specifically say bush bean because we are being lazy here. We don't want to build trellises, we don't want to string up twine, and we don't want to deal with ladders. Bush beans grow in a tidy, compact little mound. You poke a hole in the dirt with your finger, drop a bean in, and 30 days later, you have flowers. 45 days later, you have more green beans than you know what to do with. They are nitrogen fixers, which means they actually leave the soil better than they found it. They are literally paying rent in the form of fertilizer. If a pest comes along and nibbles a leaf, the bean plant usually just grows three more. They are fast, they are efficient, and they provide that satisfying crunch that makes all this work feel worth it. Finally, we have the winter squash, specifically the butternut variety. This is the marathon runner of the garden. You plant a few seeds in a small mound of dirt, and then you step back. The vines will crawl across the yard, suppressing weeds with their massive leaves and acting as a living mulch. You don't need to prune them. You don't need to train them. You just let them wander. By the time the first frost hits, those vines will wither away and reveal these hard-skinned, tan squash that can sit on your kitchen counter for 6 months without rotting. It is slow food at its finest. You plant them in May, you ignore them all summer, and you eat them in December. That is the definition of a high-return investment. Imagine for a second what your life looks like when you stop fighting the dirt. Imagine walking out to your backyard with a basket, not a to-do list. You see potatoes ready to be uncovered, beans ready to be snapped, and beautiful chard glowing in the sun. There is no stress here. There is no feeling of, I'm behind schedule. There is only the quiet, steady rhythm of a garden that knows how to take care of itself. This is how you build a homestead that lasts. This is how you build a legacy that doesn't burn you out. You aren't just growing food. You are growing confidence. You are proving to yourself that you can provide, that nature is on your side, and that abundance doesn't have to be hard-earned through sweat and tears. It can be a gift that you simply show up to receive. Your task for today is simple, and it costs $0. I want you to go outside and identify a 10 by 10 foot square of your yard that gets the most sun. Don't dig it up. Don't buy a tiller. Just mark it. That is your lazy zone. That is the space where we are going to prove that you are a gardener. Next time, we are going to talk about how to prep that soil using nothing but cardboard and old newspapers, because if we can't do it with our hands in our pockets, we aren't doing it the farm fresh way. I'll see you in the dirt.